let's talk NFL, because this morning we've got the Bucs and the Rams starting in, what, about 10 or 15 minutes, but extraordinary stuff across the weekend. Phil Murphy from ESPN Sports Center is on the line. Good morning to you, Phil. How do you wrap up what's happened so far across the playoffs?
I'll try to do it concisely, but it's tough. Yesterday was the first day in NFL history in which we had two playoff games decided on the final kick of the ball at the siren, game over. And, you know, the NFL playoffs have been going on for, what, we're at 56 Super Bowls effective this year. So we had two games decided on the final kick. Cincinnati gets to the AFC Championship game for the first time since 1988. And the real stunner, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers losing at home to the 49ers. He's a Bay Area kid from Northern California, now 0-4 in his career against San Francisco. And coming into the game, we kind of played down some of those historical things. You know, what does 2012 have to do with 2021? But the weather, the snow in Green Bay, which should have created something of a home field advantage for the team that's accustomed to playing in that climate, it seemed as though San Francisco, aside from the first drive, was just more comfortable in it. They kept it close. They got the upset at the siren, and now they've moved on to the NFC Championship game. They will play the winner of the aforementioned Bucks and Rams game that you mentioned kicks off in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, amazing scenes there, Phil, at Lambeau Field. I don't think anyone could really believe what they were seeing, notably Aaron Rodgers, who again bows out. He came out afterwards and was sort of talking about his future. He said, a lot of my teammates' contracts are up or on the brink. Lots of decisions to be made. And he said, I don't want to be part of a rebuild if I'm going to keep playing. The Packers staff must have not slept last night. They must be absolutely working their backsides off to try and make sure that all of those contracts are signed so that they can keep Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Joe, and it's good to chat. I know you and I have known each other for some time. First time, I think, chatting in person or, you know, over the radio. But it is a stressor for the Packers, and this has been the case for, gosh, now almost a year since a report and a cryptic tweet and Aaron Rodgers prior to last draft saying he wanted to look around. And he has voiced displeasure with how that team has been built. He is a generationally great quarterback and one of the most gifted QBs, and if not for Tom Brady's otherworldly CV, many would say that Aaron Rodgers is perhaps the greatest quarterback who's ever lived in just terms of how well he plays the game. But the Packers, when they go through the draft, they haven't drafted any other skill position players in the first round. They've either gone with defense, or the one time they drafted an offensive player, they drafted the kid they want to replace Aaron, Jordan Love, the young quarterback out of Utah State. So Rodgers is saying, come on, you guys got to give me some kind of help. Well, things kind of reached what we thought was the crescendo and the climax prior to last draft when he said he wanted out, and then teams like the Denver Broncos and the Las Vegas Raiders and even the 49ers were saying, what kind of trade package can we perhaps put together to get Aaron Rodgers in town? Well, he and the Packers spoke. Seems like the temperature in the room went down a little bit. Everybody calmed down, but he tweeted out allusions to The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan docket, where he had chatted about the final season of the Chicago Bulls dynasty, where 1998, they knew this was going to be their last dance. This is the last time all these guys would be together. So now we were assuming this was the last year for the Packers, and they really should have gotten farther than they did, losing at home to the sixth seed 49ers. That was the widest. I heard you talking about handicapping and having a punch for a game. It was the widest line of any game this weekend was the Packers at home to the 49ers. They were the better team. They just couldn't put the game away. And now, like you said, it's not just tonight and tomorrow and the next day that Packers staff are going to lose some sleep. It's going to be every day, really, until the draft and free agency to see what happens, because they have $40 million that they have to figure out ways to reallocate where they're over the salary cap heading into next season. That is not small money. And most teams would turn to Aaron Rodgers and hand him a blank check, because he could turn a lot of franchises into immediate Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, as we mentioned, big game this morning, the Bucs up against the Rams, and then it's the Chiefs and Bills. Who do you see going through today out of those four teams?
The thing is, normally in this round of the playoffs, home teams do so, so well. You look at the last 3 years prior to this year, home teams were 10-2. They went 0-2 yesterday. So I would think with that, there would be some kind of return to the mean. The Bucs do have questions. something that is going to work in their favor. And sadly, Andrew Whitworth, the veteran left tackle for the Rams, has just been ruled out of that game. So the Bucs defense should have an ability to get to Matthew Stafford, an offensive line in LA that has protected him tremendously this season. I do lean the Bucs in that first game because of how their defense, I think, can slow the Rams offense. And oh, by the way, number 12, Tom Brady, has once or twice in his career found a way to get it done. But the Rams are a team that's playing with a lot of confidence. All the pressure is on the Bucs. I just think that Brady is the ultimate X factor. The latter game, I've been going back and forth on this. The Bills beat the Chiefs on this field in week 5. It seems as though they have a higher ceiling this season. We saw that last week with Josh Allen having more touchdown passes than he had incomplete passes in brutal conditions. I mean, it was -6 Celsius with wind, and he was playing like it was, you know, a summer's day at the beach. So it's going to be marginally better conditions in Kansas City, but I think he's playing against a marginally better pass rush and a far more explosive offense. I think that is the game of the weekend, and we've had some good ones so far. I like the Chiefs to find a way to pull it out. Patrick Mahomes' experience just gets it done in a high-scoring close game. Both are on ESPN. I'll be watching, but don't take my tips and go to the bank or go to any kiosk or anything, because I say those with a lot of trepidation and not a lot of confidence. Yeah. All of these teams left are quality, and yesterday proves that, you know, really these results are up in the air.
Who knows 100%. What's going to happen? Good on you, Phil. Great to chat. Enjoy the rest of the morning.
Oh, always a pleasure. You guys have a good one.
Cheers, Phil
Murphy there from ESPN Sports Center. So Bucks v. Rams getting underway in about 5 minutes' time.